I must be the first elven girl you've brought back to your room. The villagers looked at me like they'd never seen a high elf before. And those human girls in the inn downstairs, they looked at me with such anger. Are they that upset that I'm taking one of their males away from them? Oh, I don't mind. Trust me. So this is your room. It's so delightfully human. Dirty floors, walls made out of dead wood and broken stone, crudely made furniture, and roughly woven fabrics. Is this cotton? Cotton? So different than the silks and soft materials I'm used to. And the smell. So much humanness concentrated in such a small area. No, no, it's not a bad thing. Not for me. I love how it smells, almost animal, primal, but still a little familiar. It's what drove me to walk up to you as you traveled down the road. If the wind had been blowing different, well, we may never have met, and I may never have convinced you to bring me here. No, no, that's okay. You don't need to clean yourself. In fact, I'd rather you didn't. I love the smell of the road and of... Is that... sweat? Our people don't sweat. Or smell of much other than flowers and nature. Even the men. Well, especially the men. And what is the use of your cleaning yourself when it is my intention to dirty you up again? Oh, I knew what I was getting into when I came up here. We elven lasses are warned of it at a young age about how lustful you human men are compared to elven men. Our men are so restrained and petite and, well, very beautiful, but sometimes this elven girl wants something rugged, handsome instead, even if Father would disapprove, or maybe because he would disapprove. I'm not here just to make my father mad. Well, not entirely. At least not anymore. I've wanted to experience a human male for some time now. A decade, actually, although it's only in the last year or so that I've become old enough to be allowed to venture out from our city unaccompanied and away from my father's watchful eyes. I'm an adult among my people now, twice your age, despite how old the two of us look. And while my father may not like the lover I have chosen, he will not do more than frown at me. Our men are good at frowning. Now, show me what your men are good at. Take off that armor and those poorly woven garments. Let my nimble little hands help you, my lovely human stallion. Oh, look at the fur. Oh, sorry, I mean hair all over your body. So different from our men. Their bodies are almost as smooth and hairless as mine. Would you like to see me? I can remove my outfit while you finish disrobing. Oh my! That's your cock? Is that the proper human word? You have so many wonderful words for things like that. I had heard rumors of how big your men were, but I thought they were just stories. Can I touch it? I've seen elven cocks before. They were nothing like this. They were small, pretty, like them. But this human cock, it's almost scary. Like you. And it gets even bigger. Goodness. Please. Please take me now. I've been getting more and more excited since I first smelled you and walked to talk to you. I've gotten hornier and hornier during our trip here. I want you to make rough, human love to me. I want to be spoiled for elven men and for elven marriage. I want you to break our taboos. I want to mate outside my race and outside of marriage. No, no, no. Elves only mate face to face. It's the only position we use. I want something different. I want my human stallion to take me from behind. I want the feel of scratchy sheets of your bed on my hands and knees as you... Is fuck the right word? Oh, I love the richness of your language. Elves have 27 words for moonlight. But so few for sexual things. Look at how I'm trembling as you kneel behind me. It's passion and anticipation and a little fear. But don't be gentle. Conquer my body like your people conquer nature. Bend me like your kind bends the lands to its needs. Go on. It will fit. It must fit. Even if I'm made for smaller, I need my lover's giant cock in me now. Oh, yes. Mount me. Oh, my fantasies have come true. I'm mating with a human man, and it's so much bigger and better than I imagined. Please. Please keep going. If I wanted tenderness and patience, I'd have stayed at home and married who I was supposed to. Oh, your strong hands at my little waist, holding me in place so effortlessly as you ravage my elven pussy with your human cock. Am I better than human women? Tighter? Will they be jealous as they hear my cries and moans? Oh, more. Give me more. Treat me like the forests and the fields and wild creatures. Tame me. Make me into your elven slut. Oh, that word. Oh, slut. Doesn't even translate into our language. But my love. Oh, my mind has long been polluted by your language. Just as my body is being defiled now by your cock. This is driving me crazy, both in my mind and my body. If only my father could see me like this, mating out of wedlock with a human. Harder, harder, please. I'm getting so close. I'm not going to orgasm quietly like a proper elven girl. I'm going to be loud and wanton like your human women, like an animal. I want the full human experience. Oh, that's it. That's it. Almost there. Make me come soon. Let me come, please. Oh, make a half-elven baby in me. I want to go home with you. Your arm around me and my belly full with your child. Oh, yes. Yes, that's it. That's it. That's it. Oh! Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, yes. That was everything I hoped it would be. Now we can be face to face, holding each other, if you don't mind too much. I want your arms around me. I want to breathe your smell. Bury my face in your shoulder. against your neck. You smell so good. I'm your woman now. Your slut. I will even do things for you that the human girls will not. If you just ask, I want to give you all the half-breed children you want. Whether we marry or no, I am yours for the rest of your brief human life. I won't care if you get older, if you don't mind that I won't. That's just the way I want it.